comedian.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 guten Tag.
It's your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, damn, what's happening, y'all? Welcome into another Funky Fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Tonight, it's all about problem solving, folks. That's right, tonight it's all about another edition of Man versus Woman. Tonight we're looking at three questions, all right? You saw the three questions. I am not even going to repeat it. You check them out during the show, during the break, I guess, and then you can come back and tell us. But I tell you what, I'll be nice to you. I'll give you a little hint. We're talking about, okay, who has the biggest ego, who has the biggest drama, and who is the most dishonest between man versus woman? We have a weather update for you. The old school Get Hype song, you're seconds away from NPR News. And I tell you, in the three-minute commentary, which is a repeat from Wednesday, because just in case you are a Saturday listener, I want you to hear the update that I gave this past Wednesday. Folks on the other side, after all the breaks, you're in tune with the very best in the biz. It's the J. Rouse Show. It's the Saturday edition. Write the number down, 347-850-1272. T.O., are you ready, T.O.? Who am I talking to? There's no T.O. There is a T.O. We're coming. We're here, T.O.
It's your popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Boom!
You never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited, too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama says the federal health care website will be running smoothly in the coming weeks. In his weekly address, the president says the government is only a few weeks into a six-month open enrollment period and that everyone who wants insurance through the marketplace will be able to get it. He acknowledged his promotion of the program has prompted jokes.
Now, some people have poked fun at me this week for sounding like an insurance salesman, and that's okay. I'd still be out there championing this law even if the website were perfect. I'll never stop fighting to help more hardworking Americans know the economic security of healthcare.
Congressman Fred Upton of Michigan delivered the Republican address. He says the requirement to buy insurance isn't fair.
In a few short months, families across the country are going to be subject to penalties under the law of individual mandate. How can the administration punish innocent Americans by forcing them to buy a product that many cannot afford from a system that simply does not work?
Upton chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is scheduled to testify before his panel next week. Civil liberties activists are gathering in Washington today to demonstrate against the government's telephone and internet surveillance programs, which they say threaten freedom of speech and privacy. 12 years ago today, the Patriot Act was signed into law, which authorizes such a data gathering. Iranian media reports say authorities have hanged 16 jailed militants in response to the killing of at least 14 border guards near the frontier with Pakistan. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul. Iran denies early reports that border guards were also abducted.
Fars News Agency quotes a local official in the rest of Sistan-Baluchistan province as saying 16 rebels had been hanged in reaction to the killing of the border guards Friday night in the Saravan region, known to be used by smugglers and drug traffickers. A group calling itself Jaish al-Adl, or Army of Justice, took credit for the attack, according to state media accounts, although the group's website appears to describe the attack as having taken place earlier this month. Iran's deputy interior minister described the attack as an ambush by Iranians, quote, belonging to hostile groups. The commander of the border guard says none of his men was taken hostage, contradicting earlier reports. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Afghan and NATO officials say shots were fired between Afghan and foreign soldiers at a military base outside Kabul today. They say at least one Afghan service member was killed, several soldiers were injured. So-called insider attacks have increased in recent months. Several women in Saudi Arabia posted videos today showing them driving. They want the kingdom to end a ban on women getting driver's licenses. The country's hardline Islamist leaders warn allowing women to drive but unravel the very fabric of Saudi society. This is NPR News.
Expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Wanted to give you guys an update on something that I mentioned here on the show 2 weeks ago. I talked about the possibility of working with a startup African-American talk radio network. Got in contact with the program director. We had conversations. We kind of went back and forth. And at the end of the day, I felt that it would not be in our best interest to continue down that avenue. Now, listen, I appreciate the time that they gave us. So if they are listening to this broadcast, once again, appreciate you. And I hope that you guys do well in the future. But for me, you know, I just felt that we were being treated as if we were some, you know, wide-eyed radio show that, you know, we're a startup radio show. We're really looking for an opportunity. Please, please, please help us. And no, that's not how we roll. Listen, we've been on the air for 4 years. 250,000 people have listened to the J. Ryle Show and the TGRS Radio Network. So, you know, the bottom line is that we have things that we can bring to the table. But we're not going to be treated as if we're some amateur operation, because that's not how we roll. You know how we do our shows. Our shows are very formatted. Our shows are very precise. And the bottom line is we have fun, but we also know that we're here to entertain. And I'm not going to put us or this network into a situation where we have to feel we have to kiss somebody's ass in order for us to get airtime, especially online airtime. Come on, really? Our show is being heard right now on 4 different networks that I know of, and then, of course, there are the ones who tap into this network and broadcast the show. So we don't need any access to online radio and treat us like we're some rookies. Now, from a professional standpoint, have we ever done this professionally? No. But the bottom line is that we put together a professional product. But I think the thing that's most alarming, the thing that was more alarming after this whole process for me was, you know, listen, I've owned businesses in the past, and every time I ran into issues, there was always an African-American business on the other side of that issue. Listen, that's the truth. People can get pissed off. You know, brothers can get mad. I'm pretty sure some soul brothers are going to send me some emails. I can't believe you're talking about working with our people. Look, I speak the truth. Bottom line is, every time I've had something that go awry, there was always a brother on the end of it. And it's a shame, because we treat each other like crabs in a bucket. Because here's my deal. If we can't consummate a transaction to work together from a business perspective, at least let's try to network each other and help each other's business. But you always get this mentality. I remember when we first came on BTR, and I'll tell this quick story and I'll let you go. I remember when we first arrived on BTR, I would go and visit different shows just to introduce myself and introduce our show. I'd go to a white radio show. Hey, how you doing? Glad to see you. I'd go to a black radio show. You in here trying to steal our listeners. Black folks, we need to either get it together, because together we are stronger. Divided, we are not. That's my thought. That's my opinion. I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
What's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
What's happening with you, Big Farmer Brown?
Big Farmer Brown. Really?
Yeah, I couldn't think of enough of that. Just said that.
Okay. All right, well, I'll accept that, man. Because,
at least I was honest, right? I couldn't think of nothing else. You just don't know the chaos that is going on in TJR's radio network right now, baby. I'm confused. What's up, Big Daddy?
Man, chilling, bro. Chilling like a villain, man. It's a Saturday.
Yeah, what you do today, Mr. Elias? That's all you do is chill. What you do today? What did you do?
I just told you what I did. I chill.
Why are you talking like I just told you what I did? I'm chilling. Why are you talking like that?
Okay. How do you want me to sound, Jay? How should I sound to make you happy?
Are you trying to sound educated? Do you have lady listening to the show tonight? You're trying to show them that you're not the scum of the earth that you always are? Is that what you're trying to do tonight?
Well, Jay, how do you want me to sound? I'll sound however you want me to sound on that. I'm not here to argue with you tonight because I'm tired of arguing with you. It makes no sense. You haven't had two intelligent people to argue. And I'm not going to say which one of us is not intelligent, so I'm just going
to
leave it at that.
Oh, but Mr. Elias is trying to show out in front of somebody. You have to have two intelligent people to argue, and I'm not going to say which one you are because apparently I'm intelligent and you're not. All righty then, Mr. Elias.
How about light the match and kiss my ass? How about that?
Oh, there is the ghetto, Mr. Elias, that I know. Ghetto heaven.
You can't take somebody being nice to you. I realize that. You need controversy in your life.
No, I don't. Okay, let's try it again. Okay. I'm Mr. Elias.
Damn that. I try to be nice. And then, why are you starting like that? You know, I was trying to be nice to your black ass. So light the match.
Well, you go to hell then. How about that? Kiss me cooler.
Y'all
black varmint, you make my hands itch. Light the damn match.
That's because you don't watch me, you nasty bastard.
Your mama's youngest son.
Your mama's oldest son. Mama.
Would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
A bullet? For whom? Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay.
You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy if Momo B's involved.
I knew I was looking
good. But she was looking good.
I had my chemical shoes on.
She had her own KC.
My nails were done and my hair was
her thick. Nails were smelling good.
In a Cooper's limousine.
And her hair was kicking like Carl Van Dam. I want to ride Momo B. Hey,
it's
easy.
The
soon
is
much.
Hey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey,
Mom.
Hello, everybody in Radio Land. Hello. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I'm loving it.
How beautiful is it, Momo BZ, in the Heezy?
It's about 81 degrees. Beautiful. Bright and sunny. Yeah.
Ooh.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Miss Elias, can you say the same thing?
No, I can't.
Really?
No, I can't.
The weather's doing pretty good down there, huh? Up there,
yeah,
I mean,
it's all
I should
right.
say.
It's like in the 50s. It's in the
50s.
It's okay.
Well, Mama B, let me ask you something, baby. Did you put a damn bathing suit on that black, sexy body of yours today?
No, I didn't go to the pool today. No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't get to the pool today?
No,
so let me ask you another question. Did you run over anybody on the sidewalk today doing your endeavors? Did you hit people today? Did you run over people? Did you drive drunk? Did you drive without a license? Did you break the law today?
I refuse to answer that.
Oh, you don't want to incriminate yourself. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. All righty, girl. I'm with you, baby.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Momo B's in the house. Mr. Elias is in the house. Now, it's Saturday, so that means that there's one more person that we need to bring in. Just one more.
Yeah, that's
just one more. Everybody's ready. Now, yeah. Before he comes in, we have to ask him about his Halloween party. I saw the pictures of his homegirl. We're going to talk about that. Matter of fact, let's not waste any more time.
It's my turn.
It is his turn. Raining for Ernest and Ernest only.
I'm going to go out.
Maybe Momo.
Maybe he's right. Absolutely.
Are you ready?
We are ready. Hey, Big Earl. What's happening?
What's up, Big J? Jay, Mr. Elias, and Momo.
Oh, you got a big
Momo.
What's up, Ernest?
Hey,
oh, you sweet.
How you doing, Mr. Elias and Momo?
I'm good, man. I am definitely good. How
you
doing?
Just woke up.
Glad to hear it, man. Glad to
hear
it.
Just wake up, Ernest.
Yes.
I tell you what, Jay. No, I have not just woken up, but I am so. You asked Mr. You asked Momo the weather. It's about 50 here. It's been really dreary for a couple of days. I am so tired today. I ran two errands. I'm wore out, man. I'm just
I thought you were going to say you ran two miles. I was going to say, that's
out.
A damn lie. Oh,
no. Oh, hell no. I ain't done nothing in 2 miles in a long time. it's just one of those days where it's a little bit cold in the house and the heat was on. I just want to get on my bed and curl up with a blanket and watch some Star Trek Voyager on Netflix. You know, that's what I want to do. But, you know, the other side of it is that I'm always happy to be here. So I'm hoping that with all the great, you know, the best in the business I'm sitting with right now, that I get a little second wind during the show tonight. I have no doubt that I will at some point. But I'm a little on the relaxed side, let's just say it that way. But I'm fine otherwise. I'm just tired.
Okay, but you do have on all your clothes, though, right? I mean, you're not laying in there with some shorts.
I have on shorts. I have on, and I have on a shirt, and I have on socks with robots on them.
Okay, thank you. All right, so, Ernest, let's
get into this. I don't have shorts on and that my tallywhacker is hanging out on my chin.
Oh, no, thank you very much. All right, welcome in, folks. It is Wednesday.
What the hell, man? You can't win with you.
I know, I'm right. Okay, it is Saturday. Welcome in. 16 minutes after the hour. This is Jay Ross, 347-850-1272. Guys, great show tonight. We're doing man versus woman, and we're asking three questions. We're going to focus on those three questions. And so just in case you are blind or you don't have a computer and you listen on your damn flip phone, let me tell you what we're talking about tonight. All right, listen. We're asking. Ernest can hook you up. He got the hookup. So now, here's the deal. Well, you do have the hookup. But that guy, hey, man, I got a free tablet today. Really? What'd you do? I visited 10 websites. Oh, really? How about sharing the wealth
there,
Ern?
I got a free tablet, and I run a lot of blogs, and I make some money off those, and I went out and got myself a pair of boots today, and I paid for those, but I paid for it out of money I earned, like anybody else, so I don't know why it's so different. I didn't get any free pizza today, but I'm working on it. I'll let you know.
Oh, my God. All right, so listen. Three questions tonight. We're asking, who has the biggest ego, man or woman? Who has the most drama in their lives, man or woman? And who is the most dishonest? Man, a woman. We're going to tackle those coming up second set. But, okay, Ernest, I have to ask you a question because I want to ask you about this Halloween party, but a part of me is saying that maybe this is a story for 10 good minutes. Am I right in assuming this or no?
It depends on what you ask. It wasn't anything particularly... I don't know if we're going to fill 10 minutes, but, I mean, we can always talk about other things in 10 minutes after I finish that, so... What's your question?
Sounding all proper.
Question.
Ms. Elias is
no,
like,
I'm
yes,
just saying
sorry,
I don't want it. I don't want 10 minutes
not
to be all
sure.
about me because I don't feel like it may be 10 minutes worth of talking about a Halloween party. But it's up
maybe
to
not.
You. You know, it's your show too, man. So I don't know.
Well, thank you, Ernest. I appreciate that, and you know, we'll
I'm sorry.
Try
I'm
our
just
best.
Following Mr. Elias's lead tonight.
Hey, I mean, you guys,
class,
man. Yes, I mean, good gracious, man. Pepper up.
How would you like
man.
Me to sound, Jay?
Oh yeah, sound like. What you are. That's great. That sounded real good right there, Ernest. You are the greatest of all time. Oh, my God. What
so
is
you, you're
guys?
Basically saying, see, you are double-talking your commentary because you always talk about how another brother is bringing you down, and you did that exact thing when Mr. Elias came onto the show, level-headed, wanted to say hi, and you immediately went after him, brother.
Yep.
Now you're coming after me. Listen, you ain't got to come after a white boy. This ain't reparations. You ain't got to do that to me. I'm your friend, okay?
Hey, Ernest,
you need to
calm
your black ass down.
Ernest, this is for you.
Pay attention.
Sorry.
Pay attention.
Welcome.
10 good minutes.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 good minutes, sponsored by the Rib Zone. The 10 good minutes where we kind of talk about whatever's on our mind. And, you know, if you tuned in last week, Ernest attended a Halloween party, and we just wanted to get an update as far as what happened at the Halloween party. So, Big Ern, what happened, Big Daddy?
Well, we were out of the, you know, I signed off at 8 o'clock on ERN and with you guys. And by the way, I listened to you guys talk briefly about that heifer dating a guy that used to date guys. Whatever. But it's ridiculous. And somebody, whoever said, what if he did it to a woman instead of a man, would it be any different? Whoever said that, it was Momo or Miss Terry, they were right on the money with that, because that's what I was thinking the whole time. But as far as the Halloween party, we were out of here in about... No, about the woman that was dating a guy, and she said she wouldn't go down on him because she found out he used to screw dudes.
Remember, she wouldn't put her mouth on him.
Somebody else we know.
Because I missed that
because you guys covered that after I left. But we were out of this house in about 10 minutes, went down there to Becca and Donnie's house, and got tons of people. Everybody had great costumes. Becca... Her house was decorated like a haunted house. And I said, Becca, what kind of money, you know, this between girlfriends, how much money did you spend? She said, I spent about $1,000. You know, because gay guys, you can say that. It's like, come on, girl, tell, you know, let's be girlfriends and tell me what's going on. Because you can't get that. Straight guys can't go up to a girl and talk like that and expect her to tell them. But girls will tell gay guys everything. I mean, we talk about Becca's G-spot and her clitoris. We talk about stuff all the time. She said she spent $1,000 on Halloween decorations. She had two fog machines in the house. I couldn't see if I was coming or going in that house. She had stuff all over. It was just so well done, inside and out, stuff everywhere. Everybody was dressed up except my roommate. He just went as a little short Italian guy, I suppose, but because that's what he is. Okay. And yeah. She was dressed as Poison Ivy. You saw the pictures, and I was getting kisses all night long.
From who? Dudes?
No, from girls. The girls love me. And I tagged you in one of the pictures. I said, hey, Jay, who's a big guy with rabbit ears and gets all the kisses?
Yeah, I saw that.
She was sitting in my lap when she was kissing me, too. So.
Yeah, I know. So, we know she didn't have a problem kissing the dude that had kissed dudes in tallywhackers.
I don't have a problem kissing the dude either. That's your next question.
Yuck. Okay, so anyway. This Poison Ivy person. You know what now? Yeah. Ernie, she's okay. Ernie, since she was beautiful, she's all right. I mean, you know.
I don't think that costume was her best. I've seen her in other stuff, but when she just like dresses up, when she puts on a little skirt and she puts her boobs out and she does her hair, because she got her face made up for that. She went somewhere and got all that eye makeup and stuff put on in her hair. When she looks just as Becca. She's lost about 25 pounds in the last year. She is smoking hot. And a sex drive
really?
Like nobody's business. She really is a good-looking gal and such a sweetheart. So, so sweet and nice. Just super loving, and we love hanging out with them. So, you know.
Okay, we're going to have to get some pictures to verify that. So, Ernest, we're going to put you on camera duty, and you need to snap some pictures of just Becca and then send those in.
We're going out to in a couple of weeks, I think we're going to go out to Dave and Buster's for on a Saturday and play some video games and have some lunch. So I'll get some pictures then, and they'll be more current.
Thank you very much. All right, so this is what I want to talk about. And Momo, let me ask you a question. And I'm going to take a poll right now, all right? That didn't sound right, but we're moving on. All right, so
take a poll. Go ahead, take the poll, Jay.
Take a pole and shove it up your butt. How about that?
Hey, man, both of you bastards can lick all parts of me. How about that? All right, so anyway.
Oh, no.
You take a soul pole.
If that was my only option, I'd turn back to women.
Well, you need to. Anyway, Momo,
before
I was so rudely interrupted by the peanut gallery, my question for you is this. How much money have you spent on Halloween decorations?
Decorations, absolutely nothing.
Ms. Elias, how much money have you spent on Halloween decorations?
Through what, this year?
For this year, yes. This year, Ms. Elias, yes.
$0.
Let me ask Ernest. Ernest, how much money have you spent on Halloween decorations?
after finding out Becca spent $1,000, I don't feel I need to spend anything.
But had she not spent $1,000, how much money would you have spent?
I don't usually we'll hand out candy, and I'll put on a mask that I have, and I'll go out and scare people. We don't usually decorate for Halloween. We'll kind of participate with handing out candy, but it kind of ends there. So, no, we don't. My big thing is Christmas. I have like 4 or 5 Christmas trees I put up in my house and all kinds of stuff. So that's my holiday. That's where my gayness just comes full circle right then. Balls, balls, balls. Balls for everybody.
Well, here's where I'm going with this. It's amazing how all my white friends spend all their money decorating their house for Halloween. What is up with white people and Halloween? I just don't understand it. What is up with this?
Why is it black people don't like Halloween? Let's ask that question.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm just wondering. What's up with that?
Well,
I mean,
black folks, do you do Halloween? I mean, do you even hand out candy? You have to decorate, but do you hand out candy?
No, I turn off all the lights in my house, and I pretend I'm not home.
I figure you're down in a basement with a computer and a bottle of lotion anyway, so what's the difference between that and any other night?
Ha, ha, ha. So anyway, but I wonder why... Why do they spend so much money on this stuff? I don't get it. I just don't understand. It's like this is a national holiday. I went by somebody's house, and they had so much stuff in their yard. People were stopping and gawking at this stuff. And I'm like, what the hell? What is up with this? Why do you all...
I think it's a fun way to kick off the holidays.
What?
You all?
But
you people.
It's a fake holiday.
It is a fake holiday. It's not a legal holiday. It doesn't necessarily celebrate anything. It's more of an old druid thing, you know. But, I mean, it's the one time of year you really do have a reason to dress up and to just be silly and go to a party and just have all kinds of fun. And, you know, some people like to be scared. Some people like zombies and ghosts and goblins and things like that. So that's their – I mean, Becca's biggest holiday, she told me. I said, do you do this at Christmas? She's like, no. Halloween is – I said, why did you spend $1,000? That's what I asked her. I said, why did you spend so much? She said, because Halloween is my favorite holiday. She said, I absolutely love everything about it. She said, I love the scary stuff. I love the movie. You know, I love watching horror movies on TV. She said, I love trick-or-treating because she goes to her parents' house to hand out candy and they dress up and – it's just for some people, that's their favorite holiday. Some people like Christmas, some do Halloween, some even like Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's just a preference.
I don't know that it's
a cultural thing.
I don't know. I just don't get it. Everybody,
Momo,
I know
Momo,
where the brothers...
do you hand out candy or anything?
Yeah. Do you, Momo?
No, I don't.
Why do we even ask? I should have known that. She ain't taking a bullet. She ain't handing out Kit Kats.
No, listen, I'm not home on Halloween. I don't spend all that money on decorations. However, me and my daughter, we do dress up. So, yes, we do. I like to dress up for my costumes. Everybody knows that. So, Halloween is, I like to dress up.
No, we're talking about out of the bedroom, something that's legal.
Yeah, we're talking about Halloween. We're not talking about stuff you usually
do. We're talking about no bow ties.
I like to go out and I like to see the other people who have spent all their money putting up fake people and masquerades and all this foggy stuff and this spider web and all that. I like to go to their houses, collect all that candy, spend all that time outside scaring. I like to be scared. I like to go to a haunted house. I like to do all of that. I'm just not spending my money to decorate my house with all that crap for one night.
I tell you what, this girl, man, this chick.
I will go out and enjoy other people who spend their money on all that stuff, but I do buy a costume. I do. So
is your daughter still young enough that she likes to go trick-or-treating?
That would be about $150, a little less than $150 for a costume for me and my daughter and all the makeup and accessories to go along with it. So, yeah.
$1.50?
$150. And I was even sick about that.
I was going to say, $1.50, what's she doing, wearing a trash bag?
Because I usually don't spend that much on costumes, but she's getting bigger now.
That's what I was asking. Is she old enough that she still likes to go out trick-or-treating right now?
She always goes out trick-or-treating. That's why I don't buy no candy, because we're never home. When we go out, we go out. We don't come back home until like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
You don't come back home unless there's a lot of blood and hair on the front bumper of your car. I know that.
I dress up myself as long as her, and then we go out and we try to.
Well, that's great. We're going to do on Wednesday. Now, Wednesday is our Wednesday is the day before Halloween. We're going to talk about the craziest Halloween costumes you've ever worn. All right, we're going to do that on Wednesday. So tune in for that. All right, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by.
10 Good Minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say anymore? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit. Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what I'm talking about.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Chrissy Warlow, taking a look at your forecast for the next 3 days, and we are going to be tracking a little bit of snow that's coming down from Canada into Minnesota and into the Dakotas. We also have a little bit of a snowmaker right here in Wyoming and into Colorado. We're also tracking just a little bit of rain that is being a little bit of a pest, if you will, for the New England states up here from Pennsylvania into New York and even into Maine. Florida, unfortunately, you're going to see a little bit of the rain as well on Sunday afternoon. Now, we're going to see a little bit of a cool down associated with the snowmakers all the way in the central plains to the mountainous west, but we are going to see the warmer temperatures for the southeast and certainly warmer temperatures for the southwest as well, 79 for Los Angeles and 87 for Phoenix. On Monday, we're going to see that rainmaker with the snow push a little bit more towards the east. So we're going to see it in some rain for you in Detroit. We'll also see the snow for Minneapolis, St. Paul, and even further north from there. Temperature-wise, we are certainly going to see that cold air really dive in from Canada into Minneapolis with a high of only 39 degrees on Monday. 48 for you in Chicago. That's also very chilly as well for this time of year. Otherwise, we'll continue to see the heat build ahead of it, though. 70s for much of the southeast, 88 for Orlando. Beautiful day for Boston, though, high about 64 degrees. Tuesday, we'll start to see that snowmaker dip a little bit further towards the south. We also have more snow for the Great Lakes, but we also have rain for the southeast. So from New Orleans all the way up into Columbia and even into the Outer Banks of North Carolina, that is where we're going to see the rain. For the West Coast, and certainly for much of the western third of the country, dry, beautiful skies for you, mostly sunny skies, and warmer temperatures. We'll see Salt Lake all the way up to 65, Albuquerque to 66, and Phoenix very warm at 89.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Don't take too long, pretty baby. I know you're working hard on me.
Say what?
What the hell?
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Hey, who's this clown? I'm ready.
Okay.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Now, back to our show.
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, 38 minutes after the hour on a beautiful Saturday. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy Mr. L to the East of the S. What's up, boy?
Who you at?
You just don't understand, Mr. Elliott. You just don't understand. Mumbo B, 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 P, Z in the hee.
Hey! Looking out the door,
here by the
window.
Yeah. Hoping to see. Oh, love
you.
Sing it, girl.
That's
why it's called, baby, the old school get hype
sound.
Big E's in the house. What up, Big Earl?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing fine, Ernest. A little sleepy, a little tired.
I am
getting jammies on.
Because I don't sleep in nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You got a onesie on.
I was waiting for that.
You got a onesie on.
With a little poop pouch in the back? Yes, I do.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I'm trying to pick it up, man.
Ernest looks mighty cute in a little onesie that's snapping a crotch.
Listen, I'll snap you in your crotch. You keep talking like that. But Jay, you didn't tell everybody what I went as to the Halloween party.
Why don't you tell them, Ernest? Since you put it out there like that.
Well, I went as what I call
Peter
a grabbit.
Cottontail.
I went as a grabbit.
A grabbit. I'm afraid to ask. What's a grabbit, Ernest?
Mr. Elias, you know what a grabbit is?
No, I don't, Ernest. I really don't.
Momo, but you want to take a shot at what a grabbit is?
Yes, it's a gay rabbit.
I guess.
Thank you. There you go. It's a gay rabbit.
Oh. See, I was,
it was
all the way in the wrong neighborhood
on
that one.
For God's sakes, on a gay dude. It's a grabbit. It's a gay rabbit.
All righty. Now that we've gotten our lessons for today.
What not deep, man. Oh,
yeah,
God.
I know, right?
Let's get to the QOD.
I know. So listen, folks, coming up third set, we're going to talk about 10 things not to say to your black coworkers. White people, listen up. 10 things.
I'm already laughing.
No, we did another one. Black coworkers. Yeah.
He does recycle some stuff, though, Momo. You're not totally off base on that, but yeah.
Are you done, Ernest?
I could have sworn we did that one already.
I'm fine.
I'm waiting on the cue.
I bet you didn't. You want to bet?
I bet you I did.
Well, then all you
is
have to do
is
prove it.
Is this a black list or a white list?
It's got to be a white list. I don't know what list it is. I'll pull it from a. I don't know. We'll find out.
We already did already. That's what list it is.
Probably. All right, let's get to
QOD.
Y'all can kiss my ass. How about that?
Yeah.
The QOD. The question of the day. is. All right, battle number two, man versus woman. All right, folks, listen. We're going to ask her three questions tonight about this very famous duel. So, you know, who is worse, man or woman? So that's it. 347-851-1272. The Coyote, the questions of the day. Call us and tell us right here on the TGRS Radio Network online radio at its best. So, Michelle, ask brother, you know how we do, baby. Oh,
yes. Yeah.
You're anxious to answer this, bro. He said, yeah. You're anxious, huh?
Yeah.
You ready to go? All right, Miss Elias, let me ask you question number one then, all right? Since you're so ready to go. Question number one, Miss Elias, is...
Ready to go.
Go ahead, Dr. Day.
Who has the biggest ego, a woman or a man?
I think a woman has a bigger ego than a man.
What? I'm shocked. Really? Why do you say that?
The style of dress, everything. You know, if you tell a woman that she don't look good, what happens?
What happens?
She ain't going nowhere and you ain't getting none.
Thank you. You're done.
There you go.
You tell a man, if a woman tell a man you ain't looking good, he's still trying to get something and go out with her. So, hey. It's just the ego thing, you know.
What's that ego,
because a man would be like, come on, baby, why don't
we... My ego is hurt when you tell me I don't look good.
Your ego is hurt. You mean a female's ego is hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, our ego lies in our cars. You know what I'm saying? We don't care how, you know, come on, men don't care how he looks. Well, at least you don't.
Oh, damn.
Hey, man.
We can tell that by last time the way you look. You know, but anyway.
But yeah, anyway, we move. Okay, so, all right. So, do you agree with that, Ernest? Do you agree with that assessment?
I thought about these questions before we came to air because I wanted to be a little prepared. And I do think that, men and women both have ego. I think human nature and society makes us have an ego, but I do tend to agree with Mr. Elias and think that women do have a little bit bigger ego because of the way they dress and because the way they need to be seen in public and all that stuff. So I think so, yeah. I would say.
Wow.
Not that men don't, but women have it a little bit more, and they'll never admit to it, but it's true.
Well, since we do have a fish taco around here, Mama B, is that true?
Well, it's true in their perspective, but if you ask me the question, who has a bigger ego, I'm going to say I think that my male counterparts have a bigger ego than my sister.
Why do you think that?
Let's hear that.
I think personally that men are not going to say they're not good. Like, they always want to talk about how good they are in bed, even if they're not. They just want to talk about it. I don't know why. But they
stop
just think
Michelle
they are, and
business
they don't want to
say
that they're not. And they know that they are, and that's it. They even talk about it so much. I can't say, oh, well, I'm just talking from my perspective. I'm not going to run around talking about how good I am. That's not what I'm going to do when I'm having a conversation.
Yeah, but you do tell them how good you are.
Listen, homie.
You do tell them how good you are.
Listen. We on the radio, our little crew here, we're a crew, so I'm going to keep it real with y'all. If I'm dating a man, my whole conversation ain't going to be about how good I am, because we're going to have to do the I don't have to talk about nothing if we get ready to do what we get ready to do. And that's why
you
don't
have
like
to,
men.
But you do.
This is why I
you don't have
like
to talk,
men,
but you do.
Men will talk about it and then fail the test. I don't have to waste my time talking about nothing if we get ready to go where we get ready to go. And what if I'm not as good as I say I am? Then you're going to be like, oh, she said all this. I'm not talking to you like that. I don't talk to people like that who I'm interested in dealing with and building a relationship.
I like
that conversation. We're not having that conversation.
Patricia, we're not having that conversation. That's not what I do. That's not how I talk to people that I'm interested in being in a relationship with. I don't talk about sex. I don't even like to talk about sex. With you guys, yeah. That's totally different.
Who is this
anyway,
and where is Mumblebee? Because let me tell you something. Mumblebee and I have shared way more than I ever thought we would on the phone. So don't tell me you don't like to talk about sex. Because, Heifer, we have talked about some stuff on the phone.
Ernest, I'm not trying to build a relationship with you. I'm not doing that. That's why.
Oh, thank God. Woof.
That's why.
Oh, that is a relief.
If you were somebody who I was trying to build a relationship with, you wouldn't know half the things that you know now. You wouldn't.
Well, you must not want to build a relationship with Mr. Elias at some point or get with him because
no,
you talked about that same mess around here, sister.
No.
Okay,
let's
talk your way out of that paper bag, girl.
Me and Mr. Elias are not, I repeat, not going to get married. No way down the line. We're just not. We don't match. We're not a match.
Well, if he's smart, no.
We're not a match.
Whoa, where'd this come from?
No.
Oh, hell.
Wait, let me swing back around here. And we can revisit this, but let me swing back around the male and his ego. Another thing about men, they don't like to people look at them as not knowing everything. They want to know everything. That's why they don't ask for direction. That's why they don't admit when they're wrong, because they want to know everything. A woman will stop asking directions, because I'm not going to keep running around in those circles. No, I'm not.
Here's the point.
Yes, but before a woman does that, she will check every mirror in the car, check her lip gloss, her hair, her eyeliner, her dress, everything. She will check every mirror and every angle from her body before she gets out to ask for directions. That, my friend, is ego.
No, that, my friend, doesn't happen.
Because ain't no woman get out of a car without checking her stuff first.
You have your turn.
It's
my show.
Well, that's true. You did have your turn. Hold on.
That's not a monologue.
Yes, hold on.
But we had breaking news here earlier in this conversation.
Uh-oh.
What happened?
You pretty much said that Mr. Elias and you are on the blinks, on the outs. That means no more Mr. Elias or Mama Army. Is that what you said? I thought that's what I heard.
What's wrong with you, Jay?
Is that what I heard? I thought that's what I heard.
I didn't say that. I said we are not getting married.
Y'all not no match. You said that y'all are not a match. That's what you said.
We are not a match to be together. Forever.
She said they weren't going
to
get married, but they're going to bump ugly for a while.
No. Listen, I already told Michelle. I just want to name a couple of times.
I told everybody that already.
Well, you done got her fired up, and it ain't even 7 o'clock.
I'm just telling you, you want it up. I'm just telling you, you want me to clarify the situation, and I'm clarifying it. Miss Elliot's like certain things that I can't provide. I need certain things that I don't need to provide. And that's it. We already know that. That's it.
I'm just saying. Like Bernie Mac said, put your mouth on me.
You need to listen to what people say and realize that they're not playing. That's how people get into relationships and then have people playing and cheating on them. If some man tells me he needs this and he needs that, and I can't give it, I already know what it's going to work.
She brought up some good points, though, guys. She did. About ego. She did. Now, you got to give her that.
Look. Thank you.
And that's ego right there.
If you tell mine no good in bed, I'm going to take the Jay Ryle approach. I got mine.
Hey, man, you know what? Hey, man, I'm done with you, dog. I'm done fighting with you. Leave me the hell alone, Mr. Elias. Leave me the hell alone.
You told that on public. You told that on radio before.
But hold on. But wait a minute. What? Hold on. She's right. Some of the things she said is right, though. So it's just a matter.
No good in bed. I'm like, oh, that's messed up. Well,
you hear that all the time.
No, I don't. Oh, brother.
I don't.
Nah, you can forget that laugh.
Miss Elias, man, look here. Hey, what was that? Are you satisfied? Hell no. Get your hands up out of here. Put your shoes on.
You know what Michael told Paul McCartney? You keep dreaming. Nah,
yeah,
brother.
Whatever. Yeah, whatever. All right, 347-850-1272 is the caller number. Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show. You can get in if you want to. We're talking about the QOD, the question of the day, man versus woman. First question on the docket, who has the biggest ego? And it's split down sexual lines. The men say the women and the women say the men. Who is right and who is wrong? Ooh, can't wait to figure that one out.
Where's the ghetto queen? Why ain't she here tonight?
You know, that's something I was thinking about, that she wasn't here on Wednesday either. I wonder if she's okay. Yeah. Somebody got some mic problems. Erz, you have a mic problem?
I'm having some microphone problems, but I probably will be working them out real soon.
Yeah, the mic problem.
Man, you got the most unprofessional dude.
What are you talking about? Shut up, Mr. Elias.
Oh,
with you. You have mic problems. Everybody has mic problems.
I've never had mic problems.
Well, you know.
Yes, you have. You found them at the bottle of a brandy bottle. That's where you found your mic problems, Mr.
Elias. It must be contagious. Now I'm having some mic problems. Wow.
I'm having a lot of
one, too.
I'm having a lot of mic problems, man. I don't know. It must be PCR, man.
That's a professional, man.
Serious, mic. What are you talking about,
hey, can
man?
I ask
mic
question? Speaking of unprofessional, before we go to break,
yes,
because we have a big intro on ERN, so I don't always get to hear all of your commentary. I heard about a little over a minute of it today. But what
yes.
was the deal? Who was trying to bring you down? I didn't get the first half, so the second half, although I understood, I don't know the source of it or what was happening.
Oh, there's nobody trying to bring us down. It's just the fact that as we continue to try to grow the network. You know, we talk to different people, and, you know, I had conversations with a startup radio network in the Houston area. They liked what they heard. We kind of went back and forth a little bit, but, I think they came at me wrong. That's all I'm saying, and I'm like, hey, hold on, homie. Hey, we may not work at WBLS, but you're not going to sit here and be trying to, And, you know what, to be perfectly honest with you, I was downright insulted. Then after I listened to some of the mess they had over there, I'm like, are you kidding? Really? Now, there are some shows on there that are pretty good. But the guy who I was talking to, and then I went back and kind of listened to his stuff, I'm like, oh, hell nah, bro. I know what this is all about. But ain't no big deal. We'll continue to do what we need to do. Like I told them, see, there's no need for us to do... You know, I mean, listen, if we have a bad show, we're still going to eat tonight and tomorrow, pay the bill.
Or right now.
So, yeah, your mic, you fix your mic.
Oh, yeah, I'm sweating on it now, too.
Woo,
that's hot.
Oh, God, okay.
Woo.
Sounds like nothing. Anyway, so, yeah, so.
Chili all over my microphone. That's my problem. I got chili all over my microphone.
Chili all over my microphone.
Woo,
oh,
hot.
God, that's
That's how did it
all
right,
little,
be in a phone.
So anyway, so yes, it was just a situation, man, where, you know, it didn't make good business sense, and so, you know, it's all about making business sense, you know?
I didn't know if you were having somebody on BTR come at you on a sideways or...
No, the kings of BTR already called us about some shows saying, hey, people say that. You know, I told you what happened with Sports Talk, with a Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio. You know, guys, hey, I didn't take their name. You're a damn lie. That didn't happen.
No, that's what I thought it was. Is that not?
Well, that's what they said, but that's not what happened. Because when I first created Powerhouse, I went out there and did a search. I did my due diligence. Wasn't nothing out there with Powerhouse Sports Talk Radio. So, man, see that? You get me all fired up, man. You get me fired up.
No. That was just a question because I honestly didn't know that. So that I wasn't trying to get.
Yeah, but
you get
me fired up though. I mean, that's what you're doing. You really do. You're really.
I'm sorry about that, man.
I should say.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, man, you must have a raggedy mic tonight, man. Your mic must be. My mic looking kind of crazy too. Be honest with you. Check mine.
I'm gonna have to go get a drink in a minute.
Oh boy! All right, 3 4 7 8 5.
No. Just something to quench my thirst. No alcohol. Just is hot. This chili is hot.
Oh my God! All right. Want to say what's up to Mariana Music. Mariana, she's saying that she is guest 1344, that she cannot sign into the chat room. TMI, Mariana.
Well, there
right,
are
anyway,
a lot of
in
guests
chat.
In there tonight.
Yeah, now, okay, you know, speaking of Mary, beautiful segue. Mariana, I did something special for you because I know how much you love the music that we play. So I have a mini mix for you coming up during this break.
Hopefully you'll love the music. All right, Mr. Elias will be on standby to Shazam all the music into you. And that way you'll know who's in the mix. It's a little mini mix. Hope you enjoy it. I was thinking about you as we put this together, all right, because I know how much you love what we do, and we appreciate you and all the people who listen to the show. We also want to say what's up to Maria. Hey, Maria, how you doing?
Maria.
Well, it was something else first. I wanted to make sure it was Maria before I said it. I wanted to check because it looked like she had two R's in there or something, but no, it's only one R. So, all right, so anyway, so Maria, what's happening? How you doing? What's going on with you, my sister? Oh, there's another Maria. Maria R. Hello. Ooh, Lord have mercy. You listening now, girl? Meet me in the... Hey, look here. Hold on. We'll talk. We'll chat.
Speaking of chatting. The champagne room.
You never did answer when Mariana was asking about older men or something like that, what I did a younger woman. You never did get back to me on that.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm trying to go through here and find the message between she and I to see if it's still up here. And I'll, yeah. Mariana, Mr. Elias is asking a question. Ask the question again, Mr. Elias.
When she said, would I ever date a younger woman?
So is this your perverted way of trying to find out, would she date you?
No, can you stop with the bowl?
Ernest, what the hell are you doing?
I'm done. I'm putting it away. I'm done. I'm finished. I was drinking the last one.
Okay, that was
done.
Too much.
Sorry.
Mic problems. You sucking on. You might want to hear that mess.
Hey, listen.
What are you doing?
Glad that's all I'm sucking on right now, Big Daddy.
No, you better be glad because you and the ERN network will be doing that by your damn self. The hell with that?
A real man can. But let's get back to Mr. Elias. He was trying to say
shit up.
Well, she said, would I ever date a younger woman? And I was like, why would she ask that question? That's all I was asking.
Well, if she asked you the question, why don't you answer it, Ms. Elias?
Yes,
answer
their question. Stop stringing along.
Hey. Watch, first and foremost, Momo, watch your tone. So I ain't saying that one. About that.
I pull that treble out your voice.
Hey, we get that bass out your damn voice.
Yeah.
That's silly. That's like, hey, hold on, girl. You better watch your damn tone. Who the hell you talking to? If you're just tuning in to QOD, the question of the day, we're asked, it's man versus woman, battle of the sexes. First question on the docket, who has the biggest ego? And we can't get people, men are saying women, women are saying men. What do you think? We have a fish bite. We'll get to you after the next break. 28218, we see you. We'll get you in here after the first break. But listen, Mr. Elias, answer the damn question. So, would you date younger women? Apparently, she asked for a reason. Well, I guess he don't answer the damn question. Then maybe he's checking the fish.
Is he on the? Is he fishing?
I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing. The boy's locking up. So anyway,
he might be doing his job. So.
Well, he may be on top of it, no problem. But anyway, so, all right, Mariana. All right, Mariana's responded back. She just wanted to know. But Sally, she said she just wanted to know. So answer the damn question. I guess he's, I don't know what he's doing. All right, yeah, this guy. Thank you, Miss Elliott. Amateur hour at his best. Oh, God. But he came back and then he left again. I mean, what the hell is up with that?
Take the hint. It's time to go to break anyway. We can always answer that after the break, can't we?
Yeah.
Well, we sure can. We can answer that after the break. All right, listen. So after the break, Mariana, Mr. Elias will answer your question, and we'll continue along. It's the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272. Give us a call to QOD, the question of the day. Man versus woman, first question on the docket. Who has the biggest ego, man or woman? All right, Mariana, this mix is for you, baby girl. Be right back after this. I'm going to wear.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
I want to know what you want to do. What I'm dying for.
Just a face, I make you want to have a taste, or just a smile, I drive you crazy for a while, then I go there, nothing wrong with me, yeah, loving you. Baby, no, 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 no. And giving yourself to me could never be wrong. If the love is true, oh, baby, oh. So let's do it in the morning. Sweet breeze in the summertime. Feeling your sweet baby. All laid up and mesmerized. We're loving in the midnight. Come on and light. Ain't worried about nothing, yeah. Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good loving.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving.
Yeah,
yeah. Just getting good
loving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just getting good loving. Yeah. Of course our waistline reminds me of the space and line. And if you went back in time, she'd still be fine.
Even if this was 1989,
oh babe, nothing wrong with me, yeah, loving you, yeah, and giving yourself to me can never be wrong. If the love is true, oh baby, oh, so let's do it in the morning, sweet breeze in the summertime, feeling your sweet baby, all laid up and mesmerized. Loving in the midnight, good sleep, come on and light. Ain't worried about nothing, yeah. Just getting good, just getting good, just getting good loving.
I'm
a
what we gonna do
with
your back, dog? Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it!
Now we have to break up the monotony. Let's talk about some juice. What does it mean when a man, when you've had your things at a man's house, he was your boy, and one day,
he packed it up.
One day, you come over for some wine and cheese, mm-mm, and that nigga mm-mm got your bag when you walk out the door. What does that mean?
You know what it means already. So I don't even know why you only asking us what it means. I thank God that never happened to me because I would have to burn that mother down. But I don't know as to tell you what you should do in that situation.
Who said it was me? Who said it was me? I'm just saying this happened.
Because it sounds like it could be you.
Oh, it's your ass. It's your ass. She trying to act. It's you. It's for damn sure. Oops, I'm gone. I'm bad. Just say that out loud. It is your ass. Take your stuff and told you to hit the damn road, Jack.
It sounds like it could be you, for real. I'm saying.
It's like, excuse me, if I needed the bag, I would have said that I needed the bag. What the hell? Okay, guys, I admit it was me. Like, what?
We know it was you.
image, and this is the same guy that you saw in love with. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That was right on the point, I guess. So you said, it was me. It was me. I didn't say it was me.
Hit the road, Jack. Come back no more, no more.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
You know what time it is.
Brother, what we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call a city sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Nigga.
Welcome back. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle showing a beautiful Saturday. Glad you guys are in the house. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is in the place to be. What's up, boy?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you, mother.
Oh, damn.
Hey.
Momo Beezy in the heathy hanger.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Look, I'm gonna get fresh girl, what it is.
Look at the girl. Look at. Big E's in the house. What's up, that big girl?
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to.
Look at this.
That's all I got.
I've been listening to hip hop
all afternoon, so I'm in that mode today. I had some Eric B and Rakim, I had Notorious B.I.G., I had Third Pace, I had all kinds of folks playing this afternoon.
Oh, look at
so.
This dude trying to pull out his black card. That's why you hang with us,
I'm
dog. That's
you
why you hang with us.
You answered it, chef.
Oh, there it is. All right, it is 11 minutes after the hour. Yeah, quiet. It's 11 minutes after the hour, folks.
No,
show,
okay.
Saturday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. All right, listen, we're coming to the phone call right after this, but I tell you what, we got to bring her in. It's about time. Where the hell she be?
Sex is for sex.
The ghetto queen is here.
No.
I'm black folks time.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood.
Here.
Why am I gonna leave? I wore this dress and no drawers on. I'm staying here and enjoying myself.
Sex is for sex.
Well, hello, stranger. How you doing, Miss Terry?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, Momo B. Hey, Ernest. Hey, L.E.S. Hey, Jeff.
Hey,
Mister. Hey, you been?
Can you turn your phone back on so you can call in?
No, I'm not on Black Folk time. I'm on Terry time. Okay.
Oh, well, six of one, half dozen of another.
Well, you know, when we didn't see you, I started looking at the first 48 to see were you a victim of the drive-by, but I'm glad that you're here. We didn't hear from you. We was a little nervous.
You was a little nervous. Everything's been doing good. I did a protest
there might have been a drive-by.
You did a pro. Oh, so are you? Is this your one phone call from jail?
No, huh?
You didn't get arrested.
This is a collect phone call.
It was a quiet protest. It was a quiet protest. It was a silent protest.
What the hell is a quiet protest?
Well, you don't really are saying anything. You're just having your sign and making your sign.
You mean,
yeah.
What kind of damn protest is that?
You're done all the time, Jay.
Well, we did one. They're trying to build a psych hospital in a neighborhood. And there's schools there and everything, and they're trying to build a psych hospital there. And that's just crazy.
A what hospital?
Psych. Crazy. A nut house.
Psych.
Oh, psych. Okay, I didn't hear you. Okay. All right.
She said
it was crazy.
To ghetto real quick. She was like, yeah, psych. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, ghetto. They're trying to put it right here. We got enough of them right here already. We don't need to bring no more in the neighborhood. Hey, girl.
Me and my daughter were the only black people because black people don't be tripping off stuff like that. They don't care if you build anything anywhere. We don't be tripping like that, but I was the only black person.
I know that's right. It reminded you of that place you used to live before, huh? Yeah, I got you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Only white person
from
your house. All right. Let's get out to the phone lines. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Janessa. We have Janessa on the line.
Janessa
is Jane Hoffman from Earnest Radio Network. That's who that is. It's Jane Hoffman.
Well, incidentally, my latest ego conflict with a male started over TLC. The TLC movie. So I thought I'd just say this introduction, since it's a TLC-related topic. What about your friends? Will they
stand
their
ground? Oh, my God, just shut her off now.
Will they let you down?
This is the kind of shit she does on my radio.
Hit him in his damn eye. Hell no, you don't be coming up here using that kind of language. Hit him in his ass. Hit his ass.
Okay, can I make my point?
This person has been muted.
The first thing about egos is what is at stake? What do you want from the other person? So if it's a work-related thing or a pleasure-related or romance, it's different. But if they're just your friend and they let you down, it usually is ego-related. And also misinterpretation. So in the case of me and Ernest, I felt like he was over-interpreting my motives, and he felt like I was analyzing him. When in fact, it was his ego, because he kept saying things like, I was trying to make serious conversation with him, and he kept saying things like, oh, you just want attention, or you want this or that. And I was trying to make valid points, and he was ignoring me.
You realize this is a comedy show, and there's a question of the day, right?
Well, the thing is men do have bigger egos because they don't know how to share their feelings. That's my point.
Wait a minute.
Says the single 52-year-old on the radio line.
Okay, who is this? Okay, who is this? Is this? Okay, who the
James
was this? Still is?
It's Jane Hoffman.
Jane Hoffman.
This is Jane.
She uses some stupid name all the time. Her name is
Jane. Ernest. Calm down, dude. What the hell is wrong with you?
Calm down. I'm you asking who it is. I know who it is. I'm trying to give you.
You said it's a stupid name. Why does it have to be stupid?
Well, it's like, come on, her name's Jane. What's Janessa? You know,
maybe that's her alter ego.
This is Janessa. I'm like, who?
That's my pseudo name.
There you go. There you go, Jane. So,
name.
Jane, you think men have the bigger ego than women?
I'm not saying all men, but in certain situations, if they start bad mouthing you and not confronting you with what you were trying to tell
you're
them.
A fake. So, in other words,
if they're just minimizing what you're saying and shaming you, then it's not a good thing, right?
That is, I agree with you, girl. somebody has to be the adult in the situation. Apparently, you're the adult and Ernest is a child.
That's
She's older anyway, so
time.
Six of one.
I'm not saying he's all bad, though. I'm not saying he's a totally bad person. It's just when you confront him on serious things, he avoids you.
That's not true at all.
Well, it sounds like we're going to have to open up a session. So maybe call back on Wednesday, Jane. We're going to have a session set up for you. You call back. We're going to bring you in to Dr. Phil J.
Well, she quit PRN, so she's wide open and free on her schedule now, so she can call whoever the hell she wants. I don't care.
Har har. Jay Ryle.
That's what you said.
When I sent you that picture, I had a big ego. I just wanted to clarify.
The picture of your titties? The picture of your titties that you sent?
Oh, sookie, now. You didn't have to go there, girl. You didn't have to go there.
Told you she wanted attention.
I have.
So you didn't have to bring that up, and you did. Now you want some attention for it.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Yeah, go ahead, girl. Wednesday, yo, Wednesday, baby.
I'm hanging up.
All right, bye.
It's getting hot in here. So hot. So take off all your clothes.
Okay, what was that? What the hell was that? What the hell was that? Okay. All righty. Hey, Ernest, listen, man. Don't be bringing that mess over here, man. You and your fight with your people over there on the ERN network.
It ain't me. What are you yelling me for? She rang your number, brother. She didn't ring mine because she knew better. She rang your number and dragged my business in the street. So don't tell me not to bring it here. I would have preferred her just to shut the hell up for a little while. But she ain't done that since Monday night. So whatever. I can't get her to shut up. That's why she's on my bad list.
Miss Terry, you and Momo B should consider yourselves.
And I'm not going to belabor the point. I promise you I will not belabor the point. But let me just say,
okay,
she is on my
last
damn nerve. And she is testing my friendship lately. She really is testing my friend. And I'm trying to be a good Christian man and only talk about her behind her back. But she dragged my business out to the street. So I'm going to say something.
Doesn't sound like you're trying to be a good Christian man.
Let's just get back to the show. Let's have a good time.
Well,
it don't sound like you try to be a good Christian man.
Wow. You know? Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
How do you need Jesus in your life? You need Jesus. Okay, then.
You need
All right, Miss Terry, listen.
Yes.
The QOD, the question of the day, man versus woman. All right. And so the first question on the table, who has the biggest ego? Men or women?
Men.
Would you like to give us some more information besides that?
Thank you.
Would you like to think about that for a minute?
No. No, you have to think about it, and you don't need no explanation. Men have bigger egos.
Oh, hold on, homie. Don't come up here like that. Don't come up here like that.
There it goes. There it is. There it is. There it is. Right there.
Did I just walk into it? Did you just set me up?
She got me.
I fell for it, Miss Elliott.
You're not going to fall for the banana, the tailpipe?
Yeah, I feel hard.
I wish I could fall for a banana.
Tell a woman about some about her body parts and then see how she reacts. Like, girl, you got one titty bigger than another one. What?
who the hell would do something like that? Oh, damn.
But that's not
okay.
So what you're saying, if you say something to a woman like that, then their ego goes up. No, I'd just be pissed off.
Get his ass. They
got nothing to do with ego. I would be pissed off.
Why, that's
not
nothing to do with ego then?
Yes.
If one of your titties is bigger than the other one, and I'm telling the truth, why I'm just saying the obvious.
Oh.
No.
Mr. Elias, let me turn the tables on you and defend the women for a minute. What if you're in bed with somebody and she said one of your nuts was bigger than the other one? How are you going to feel?
I'm just putting it out there.
What if she said, your nuts is hanging about a quarter inch lower than your right one, son?
If she said, there's nothing I can do about that.
You
understand what I'm saying?
Do you expect her to react the same way when you tell her that? Do you expect her to just be nonchalant and react the same way when you tell her that lefty is a little bigger than righty?
If a woman, if one of my nuts was bigger than another one, she said, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Oh, well. they give. They still work. You know? I wouldn't get upset. If I'm saying that, I'd be like, I wouldn't get upset.
Yeah, you would.
But you probably have a thicker skin than a girl does, though. You wouldn't say that to a girl, would you, though?
Oh.
Can we call it?
That's why Elliot walks in circles all the time. He's heavy on the left side.
Can we call it a tummy tuck?
Oh, Miss Elliot! Miss Elliot!
Yes, darling. Hey. Yeah.
What's up, one nut?
I can't.
Morris.
Oh, damn. Oh, man. That's funny. So Miss Elliot, are you... Okay, let's get to the next question because y'all have lost all parts of y'all minds. All right, okay, question number two. Good God. Oh, man, what has happened to this show? All right, question number two. Who has the most drama? Males or females?
Oh.
I'm going to go to you, Miss Terry. Who has the most drama, man or woman? See, you're a hypocrite already. You should have been after this. It ain't nothing to think about.
In occasions, wait a minute. Let me tell you. In occasions, on occasions, there sometimes it could be equal, but I've noticed that.
You are full of it.
Wait a minute. I noticed that older men.
Occasions. Let her finish.
Listen. But I noticed that older men have bigger drama than younger men.
Really?
You know, younger men kind of like
they just kind of.
Well, I'm just saying that they just kind of like throw everything off their shoulders. And old men, because I don't really like old men. That's why I don't like old men, because they drama feel. So, but to answer the question. Women have. Women are more drama.
Oh, thank you. You said that freaking 15 seconds ago.
But I have to say that I know a lot of men that are drama filled too. So.
But by majority, women do. Is that what you're saying? Will you admit to that?
No, it's about equal, to be really honest with you, because there's a lot of B-I-T-C-A itchy men. There is.
No,
it
you
seems like they got bored all of a sudden. Seriously. When I was younger, when I was younger, men were men. Now I notice they got a lot of drama. It's always something. I just noticed that every time they walk your way, it's an issue. It's always something.
Maybe it's just the men walking toward you.
I'm just telling you the honest truth.
Okay, that's
not
the truth.
But if you see that in everybody, you're the only common denominator. Maybe it's you, bro.
Okay,
it's
whatever.
Your ass. Okay.
I know a lot of gay men that are full of drama, too. I know a lot of gay men that are full of drama. Matter of fact, all the gay men I know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How dare you? Oh, well, that's true. Damn. You want to go in?
I never.
Yeah, well. Yeah, okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey,
you never
say, what is Marianne and me?
Not with you,
say,
big girl.
Miss Elliott, hold on. Miss Elliott's trying to get his hookup ball. Hold on. Miss Elliott's trying to get his hookup ball. He's like, I don't want to hear all this, man. I'm trying to get me a date. Yeah, he is. Let me go back. Miss Elliott's want to get his hookup on.
Yeah,
he
really.
What'd
you say, Miss Elliott?
Repeat
what you just said.
I said, what did
Mariana
Music say?
He
all right, Mariana. Miss
Elliott.
She wants to know. No, Miss Elliott's trying to get this word on. All right, okay, so Mariana, she just asked, that's all. She just wanted to know a little bit more about you, Miss Elliott. Yes.
Okay. Are they both in the chat room? Is Mariana in the chat room tonight?
Mariana, I'm talking to her through Tag. She is in the chat room, apparently. She's a guest in there. But
I think I need to hook up with Tag, because there's a lot of drama over there on Tag. I'm getting ready to go down
there. Ain't no drama over here. Ain't no drama over here, baby. Ain't no drama over here, girl. None. Zilch.
Mm-hmm.
Come on down, though. We
you
so much
time. Tell Miss Elliott what Mariana said so we can move on with the show.
I already told you. Are you smoking? Are you drinking? Are you okay?
No, I just want to move on with the show. I want my turn. That's what I want.
Okay, all right. Well, we're about a minute out. You're not going to have time to give your answer, but we would be more than happy to be the first one on the other side, if you don't mind.
We can schedule an after party so you have a good half hour.
No, no, well, please. But it, this is crazy. All right, so listen, anyway, I want to read some comments from people who are chiming in on social media. Got some answers on Facebook, got some answers from Tag. We'll read those a little later, though, because right now it's all about what we're trying to do. It's all about us. So, all right, so the question on the table, now think about this during the break. The question on the table now is, who has the most drama? Is it men or women? And Miss Terry, after hemming and humming and humming and hemming, finally answered the damn question correctly.
I said it was, It's equal.
It's not equal. You're lying.
Yes, it is.
You're lying.
Yes, it is.
Truth ain't
yes, it is. It is too.
Pants on fire.
I know a lot of drama-filled men, yes.
Hey, y'all, please. You can't compare Otis to everybody. Otis is one man. Otis is full of drama.
What you call me?
Whose name is that? Is that my name, Miss Sarah?
Anyway, I answered the question.
Yeah.
You can move on.
Yeah, I am moving on. I'm moving on right
gotta
now.
Gotta go.
Yeah, it's out of here.
This person has been muted.
Yeah, I'm moving on.
And
yeah,
you know what? She's on
moved.
The other end going, whatever. I don't care.
I know. She got attitude.
That's what she's saying,
you know,
right
I,
now.
I can't, look, I didn't tell you to move with your ass into the ghetto. You wanted the one that wanted to experience black life. You should have stayed your ass in the suburbs. Get mad at me because you got a duck and roll rolling duck? Hell. All right.
Wow.
You said duck and roll.
Yeah, don't get mad at me.
Oh, hell.
I had a silent protest. Ma'am,
whatever.
What's on your mind? Ma'am, are you speaking up?
She's mad.
See, I'm a solid. You gonna put me?
She's mad now.
You gonna put me on? You gonna put me on mute and then get drama filled and then okay. See, drama.
See, now you're gonna deal with your ass in the break.
Cause I see right now you have a problem that needs to be straightened out. We're gonna get that kick out your damn back.
You ain't gonna fix it. You're not gonna fix it.
Oh, wait a minute, no shit, Miss Elliott.
Salons to me, baby.
Yeah, salons challenge, baby. I'm going to start doing some stuff right now. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Clowns.
I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast. Trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough. Coming from where I'm from. Times got hard. Guess I found it. 5'3", like brown skin. Coming from the university. Lifestyle looking kind of lovely. Didn't know she had much game. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even take her to a poker game. Top notch fried chicken and sushi. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Try to be a friend. Turned out that you were shady. I'm starting to get lonely. Coming from where I'm from. Life ain't what they seem to be. Coming from where I'm from.
gotta walk alone. Coming from an uptown. Sometimes you get a little wild, right? Coming from an uptown. Sometimes you get lost out of touch. I'm coming from an uptown. Sometimes I think I pray a little bit too much.
If someone came to me now and said that I was just diagnosed, I would say it's really gonna be okay.
There's hope. There's so much hope. Just hold on to the hope. You can make it. You'll be okay. You can get through this. This too shall pass. It's not fatal for everybody.
Get informed. Get involved. Get your treatment, and then join the rest of us in the fight.
It's actually been a positive experience. I look back and think, oh gosh, I could write a book on this and how cancer saved my life. I just have so much to be thankful for. I'm more grateful for the people around me who have been so supportive. I had no idea I had so many friends until the cards started coming. And it was just wonderful to see people reaching out and caring so much.
Sometimes when I'm off the line and I get the opportunity to be in a different little area where I'm kind of off to myself, I dance. And they say, look at her, she's over there dancing. But if I had the chance to sit it out or dance, I think I dance. That's my motto.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Get in the fight. Take a loved one to have a mammogram done today.
Can you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Ryle Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my new friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working!
What's up?
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J. Ryle Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the TJRS Radio Network, online radio at its best. And, of course, friends and family of the show, all times are central, starting tomorrow morning with the Serious Side, 9 a.m. It's the Serious Side of the J. Ryle Show. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Princess of the Jerome Esprit. Folks, we're talking about a lot of things tomorrow. One of the things we're going to talk about is the U.S. Man, we're killing people overseas, and should someone hold the U.S. accountable for that? We're going to talk about that tomorrow morning on the Serious Side. Wednesdays, it's the Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show, 7:30 p.m., once again, all time central. It's me, Momo BZ, in the Heezy, Mr. Elias, and Dr. Princess Ardea, the Queen of Inspiration. Wednesday is also known as Who's Who's Wednesday, plus the Listener Lounge happens every Wednesday night. Come on in, folks, and get it. It's happening right here on the TGRS Radio Network. Friday nights is Ladies First Radio, 7 o'clock p.m., Montu Adonis, Dr. Princess Aldea, and Rich Sister. Looks like she's officially joined that crew. Talking about some great things, folks. Check in Friday nights before you go to the club. The ladies will inspirize you. Yes, and of course, we're back here every Saturday, 5 o'clock p.m., me, Mr. Elias. I'm not her. God, I keep saying her. Me, Miss Elias, Momo, BZ in the Easy, Big E's in the house. And, of course, Miss Terry is always hanging with us on Wednesdays and on Saturdays. And Rich Sister pops in from time to time. It's the Saturday edition of the J. Ryle Show right here on the TGRS Radio Network. Big Earn, man, tell people where they can get you and what's happening with your crew, homie.
Well, I don't know what's up with my crew, but you can check out everything you need to know at ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We are on, allegedly, five nights a week. All times 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, except Saturday. Of course, we're here with the best people in the business on Saturday edition at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, whether it's politics or whether it's inspiration, whether it's the best indie music on the internet or just opinion or comedy, we got it, and it's all there. So instead of running down the shows, go to earnestradionetwork.com, check it out. You can find us on Twitter and on Facebook. Follow us there as well. We update things regularly. That's where you can find us. Back to you.
And, of course, friends and family of the show, Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 is Kings in the Morning Light Skin, Johnny Graham Cracker Davis, Robert Redwine, and the custom preacher Lenny Lynn. On the J. King Network, check those guys out from 10 to 12. Very funny, and I love some of the things that he does when he calls some of these people and call them out on some of the things that they're doing. So check out Kings in the Morning on the J. King Network, and, of course, we're there on Fridays as well. And don't forget to check out our boy GOG in the place to be. If you're listening on BTR Radio, go in the top right-hand corner, type in GOG. You'll find out show dates and show times. And, of course, Rich Sister is here as well. She broadcasts on her network and on the Caliwood Network. Once again, type in Rich Sister, or Thoughts for Vision, I should say. Type it in the top right-hand corner. You'll find out what day she's on. Also, type in Caliwood. You can check out what's going on with the wood. Caliwood swinging. Let's reset the table for you. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. The QOD, the question of the day, man versus woman. First question on the table, who has the biggest ego, men or women? And it went right down party lines.
Women.
Women said men said women. So now we're talking about who has the most drama. So far, Miss Terry the lied.
Women.
It's even. It ain't even. It's not even. Okay?
Uh-uh,
right now, the question on the table is, who has the most drama? And so now, Momo Beezy was going to answer that question before the break. So, Momo B, baby.
Momo Beezy!
Everybody sit back and relax.
Most drama, girl. Men, women.
It's going to be a minute.
In my opinion, women. Of course I'm going to say women because I'm a woman and I already know that, yes, it is us. We have most drama.
Oh, my God. There's somebody telling the truth. Praise them.
Thank you. I always tell the truth. But I'm going to tell you this. We do have the most drama because this is why.
Women, she ain't ready to blame the men. Watch.
No, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Women, we as women, what do we have? Who's closer to us? Other women. So even if I'm a woman who don't like drama, my homegirls, one of them is going to pump me up to go get the drama. That's how it is. I'm gonna be,
ladies and gentlemen, the truth.
Do something that I may not want to do or can't really fulfill, but she, my sidekick, is gonna say, "This is what you need to do. What you need to do is go through his phone, write down all the numbers, call everybody, and see what's popping." That's what she's gonna tell me. If it wasn't my idea, it's gonna be my friend's idea.
Nobody got time
but
for
somehow,
that.
I am going to do the drama-filled things because women just want that. They want it. I couldn't say, no, they might not necessarily want it, but they don't mind joining the party. So if I personally don't want drama in my life and my friend is saying, yeah, this is what we're going to do, what do you mean to me? What you're going to do is you're going to go to the – she's going to be there to back me up. She ain't going to leave me because she wants it too. She feeds off of that. We feed off of the drama. Men try to avoid drama by all means necessary, but they sometimes fall into the trap. They just can't help it because they're so dumb. They fall into the trap. They start caught up in the drama.
Hey, watch your
mouth. They caught up right in it because they don't know how to be split. But they are in it.
Oh,
they're
so you're saying women are more shifty.
They're not in the drama because they want to be. Trust and believe, a man would not want to be in drama. If he had a pole, you want to be in drama? He's going to sit back and hold his head down. Drama, please don't look at me. I don't want to be in that mess. I'm not looking for no mess. I just want to sit right here in the corner. Please,
you know why,
me.
Momo?
Men do not
you know
want
why?
Drama at all. Not even in the least bit. Men don't even want to. This is one of the things that me and my children's father had a problem with because he wouldn't even speak up for himself when he was in the right. I'm like, won't you say something? No.
Did you hit him beside the head with a damn iron? Do you think that had anything to do with it?
What?
Because you hit his ass upside the head with an iron. Don't you think that has something to do with it?
No.
Yeah, he
might have
been
that.
A little slow
was
on the uptake after that.
This was before.
Jesus.
This was before that. But I always used to have to take off of him and step in. Because why? I like drama. I'm stepping in. But the thing is, he wouldn't do it by himself because he wants to avoid all conflict. That's how he was. He didn't
conflict
want to.
With your
a lot
ass.
Of men are like that. A lot of men are like that. They, men choose their battles. Women, we don't care. We just up in it. Whatever it is, I don't care. What? Men, they sit back and they choose what they want to fight for. Some things are not worth it. A lot of things are not worth it to me. I ain't doing that. I'm not going back. I don't care. Yeah, she did beat the beast. I'm not going back in there. Women, what?
You got her going.
50 Cent. What? That's how we are. That's it. You're not getting over on us. Men are more laid back. Like, nah, I don't care about that 50 Cent. I don't care. Even if you say you got 50 Cent, I ain't got it because I just let the next chick have it and the rest of mine, we just left. What? And we're going to drive all the way back to the next rest of mine, we just left to get my 50 Cent back, boo-boo. Women are like that. Men aren't. So, yes, women are more drama filled. That is it. That's it. Hands down.
Yeah, thank
That's
you
it.
For being so honest.
We can move on to the next topic.
Girl, you must be
it.
Black and blue in the face.
Whatever.
That's it. Be done.
All right, Miss Elias. I didn't ask the guys. Miss Elias, who has more drama,
oh, okay.
Men or women?
Women, most definitely, man.
Why, bro?
I mean, you can just look at them and see, man. It's just like, you know, if you go to Facebook, how many times have they cussed each other out on Facebook?
What'd you say? What'd you say?
If you go to Facebook, how many times have they cussed each other out? Oh, that bitch this. That bitch did this. That bitch did this.
Uh-huh.
Like, whoa, man, hey. Ain't that serious? So, that women to me.
Oh, man. All right, Earn.
It's not equal.
All right, Big E.
Oh,
women are men.
Oh, I would, it's definitely women. And listen, it's a little bit different
Damn.
Perspective for me, too, because, one, I was raised around a bunch of gossipy women because my mom and dad split when I was around 12, and it was just all women all the time gossiping and everything. And plus, gay dudes, certain gay dudes, not all of them, because most
yes.
gay people are just normal people, but there are some gay dudes that, whew, I mean, it's hard, and the internet has just made that blow up. I think people that are gossipy anyway are 10 times worse now because of the internet. What we used to know 20 years ago, just talking amongst neighbors, is magnified so huge now because of, like Mr. Elias said, you know, things like Facebook and Twitter and, you know, little, you can send people little sideways messages on a phone right in the same room and talk smack about somebody, and that other person probably doesn't know it. But I think women still do that more because Mr. Elias is, or Momo's right. A lot of men just like, whatever, I ain't getting into it. I just want to get laid. So I'm just going to play neutral, get home, get mine, and get to sleep. So I would have to agree with Momo on that.
Wow. So Momo B is telling the truth. It's all about women.
I think she was very honest. You know, kudos to Momo B for not going down the gender line like Miss Terry did.
Yeah, I'm glad.
No, I'm saying kudos to you for that because there are other females on the panel who went right down the gender line and wasn't telling it the way it was. So
I'm just telling you who.
This is not a panel, Ernest.
Who I'm around, that what I see, even on Facebook, there's a lot of drama filled men that I'm shocked about.
What
are
you speaking up for? I didn't mention your name.
You know who
why
I know
all,
you're
why
talking
you,
about.
Why you got drama? Why you got to get all fucked up?
Why you got to get all drama dramatic for? I didn't call your name out.
Look at this. You got all mad.
Oh, God.
Here
we go.
Hill.
Here we go. Let me just put myself on mute because this show is full of drama and
oh,
mad.
Oh, yeah,
let
yeah,
me
you.
If somebody doesn't agree with
mute.
You, it's drama now. If
yeah,
somebody doesn't
yeah,
agree with
can.
You, now it's
I
drama.
Agree.
Any other time, you're right until they disagree with your ass, and now it's drama. I see how it is. Typical
yeah.
woman. That's why I'm with dudes, man. We know what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I feel
yuck.
You. I feel you.
Alrighty.
Shut
you.
Up.
Jay. All right. Let's say hello to some folks, Mr. Elias, man. Who do we have in the chat room, Big Dad? I need to say hi to some of these people.
We got a bunch of guests, and we got Golden Rod 1960.
That's James.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Golden Rod 1960 is Jane Hoffman. That's her.
Okay, she said.
Damn,
yeah.
James, keep trying to get away, and you keep putting on blast.
Yeah, Ernest. She ain't getting away. She's in the chat room, and she's been on my board listening. So she ain't going anywhere, apparently.
Apparently.
You know, Ernest does not get along
it
with...
It ain't me.
You know, some women... Boy, I tell you what, you're in trouble. If Ernest don't like you, ladies... oh, my God. Oh.
That
don't
guy,
even
man.
Try to be
that's not true. That's not true. I love women by. I mean, Jane used to accuse me of having problems with women, and that couldn't be further from it. I love being around women so much. It is some of the most honest relationships that I have are with women, not with men. Not that men are bad, nothing like that. But I'm saying the majority of my friends are women, and I love being around them. I love touching their titties. I love talking about sex with them.
Me too. We have something in common.
Yeah, but you're going to get slapped if you start talking about that stuff. Me, it's just everyday conversation, Big Daddy. That's
yeah, we welcome.
You
got to
watch yourself. I don't.
You got to love Ernest. You just got to love Ernest, for real. You just got to.
You don't have to love me, but if you do, I appreciate it. You don't have
to,
but if you do, I appreciate it.
You don't have to, for real. Because
I love most everybody here tonight, too. I love Miss Terry and her vague honesty. I love Momo and her big loud-ass mouth. I love the fellas, you know, brothers, high fives and fist bumps, you know.
Yeah, but you say the term everybody. That means that there are some people that you may not like. So who do you not like?
It means I'm talking about you, fat ass. That's who I'm. That's what it means.
What the hell was that?
I'm kidding, man. If I didn't like you, I wouldn't be here, and you probably wouldn't have me anyway. So, you know.
Yeah, well, that's.
On the show.
I don't know how true that is. Yeah, right. So let me say hello to some folks. Let me say what's up to Gloria B. from Boston. Ooh, she said, hey sexy.
Gloria.
I'm going to say sexy to you too, girl.
Oh, she must be talking to me.
Yeah, whatever.
For blind hell.
She put LOL in there. Okay, Ida R. from Grand Prairie, Texas. Tiffany.
Folks, jump up to get beat down.
From Seattle, Washington. What time is it in Seattle?
Tiffany, a white girl.
Can you tell us that?
You're 2 hours behind us.
Yeah.
You're two hours.
The West Coast. Also, okay. 2 hours behind you. That's right. You're in Central, aren't you, Mr. Elias? I keep thinking you're Eastern, man.
Just
what part of Atlanta you're in.
Anna from Waco has a question for Ernest. Hold on, let me scroll down here. Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Anna.
Hold on, let me.
You can scan it first.
Ernest. Yeah,
no, no.
Yeah,
what is your question? Just typing. What is your question?
Okay. I don't want to nobody.
Oh, she said she hasn't asked it yet, but she said she had one.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. So what she want to know is if gay people love their own sex so much, why in especially a lesbian relationship that one of the females look like a man?
In case you didn't notice, Anna from Waco, I am not a lesbian.
Anna,
I love women,
lesbian.
But I don't
I'm a lesbian.
Your feminine side is probably a lesbian. That's true. That's true. Your feminine side. Most straight men will say that their feminine side is lesbian because either way, they like women.
Oh, she said she didn't mean to offend you, Ernest.
No, she didn't offend me because I'm not a lesbian. But second of all, you know, people have come to me and asked me, well, which one's the woman? And I'm like, Heifer, ain't neither one of us a woman. We both got penises. We're both dudes. We like dudes. We're dudes. We sit around and act just like any other guy 99% of the time, you know. We're just doing dude things, you know. I think a lot of people have a misconception, and it's just because they don't know. I'm not offended by it, that there's always a masculine and feminine role in a relationship, and that's not necessarily true. By majority, it's not true at all. With lesbians, you'd have to find a lesbian and ask them, because I'm not a lesbian.
Hold on, Miss Elias. But we have a few minutes before the next break. Listen, but what she's saying is a point, though. It's like I was watching
Momo,
this thing.
Calm your ass down. Trying to start something.
I was watching this thing on TV.
It's funny to me. I just have to say, let me just say this. It's funny to me because what makes you gay? Now, please, Ernest, jump in if I'm speaking out of term, because I'm not. Fully gay.
I'm gonna let
I'm
you finish
gay,
first.
You said you're not fully gay. What are you, halfway gay? What kind of damn response is that?
What I'm saying is, what makes a person, when a person comes out and say they're gay, it's not because they like themselves so much. That's what she went wrong. If they like themselves so much, how come one has? No,
oh,
that's
you know that's
not what
true.
It's about.
She did make that statement.
That's not what it's about.
If you like the same sex so much. Why is one of the people in the relationship emulating the opposite sex?
Leave it to Momo to start some trouble.
And that was my answer. I don't.
Okay, go ahead,
Ernest. Listen. And I understand her misconception. And it's not about I think I already answered it. There's not a feminine and masculine role in most gay relationships with men. Look, we wear shorts, we wear flannel, we go out to ball games or whatever. There's not that role. And I know that's hard for people that aren't gay and maybe don't get it to understand. But
yeah.
That's just how it is. I tell people this, Jay. Gay people are just as boring as anybody else for the most part.
We
go to work, we pay bills, right? You know, you go to work every day, Jay, Mr. Elias. You come home, you're tired, you get a little dinner, you watch a little sports center or whatever.
Look,
you hopefully have your weekend off. You know, you go out, do a few things for yourself or your mom or whoever. We do the same thing. We just look a little better doing it, but we do all the same stuff. It's really the same thing. There's not that big of a difference in gay relationships. I don't know why people have these misconceptions, but I'm glad that she asked instead of assuming things at this point. It's better that you ask.
Thank you for bringing this up, girlfriend, because now we done talked about all this crazy mess. Thank you, Anna, for waiting.
You know what it is? It's what's about what turns you on. That's what it is, what turns you on. Like, I'm a woman, I love myself so much, I am turned on by whatever I'm turned on by. So if a man is, it's just what turns you on, what floats your boat. I love myself, and I'm sure Ernest loves himself, but he's turned on by whatever he's turned on by.
I did about 3:30 today, yes.
Hey, Momo, let me ask you this question. Okay. Yeah, Ernest.
And the man on the panel might want to. Now, you've been without a person in your life in this regard for about 5.5 years. Do you ever get one of those freaky moments at home alone where you're just, you know, working your stuff over and you like squat over a mirror just to see what it looks like when you're doing something with it? Have you ever done that?
I did that when I was
in a relationship. I've done that a long time ago. I always want to see what's going on. And I know my body. I learned my body years ago, what it looks like inside and out, how it feels when it's hot, how it feels when it's cold.
I might have just asked too much of a question.
That ain't got nothing to do with drama.
Lord,
someone call somebody.
I can't stand all this information. Let me see from there. If I don't know, ain't nobody else going to know. So I need to know what's going on inside and out. And the mirrors are my friend. I love mirrors. I love them.
Oh, no, she didn't. She said the mirrors
are
my friend.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
You see the people who don't know mirrors, they don't know.
You're supposed to be in the house.
I'm going to teach you a trick.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
When it comes to your private parts, especially in men, instead of gawking, you need to know that the first symptoms are how it looks, not how it feels, how it looks.
You know, I posted a jerk-off video on the web the other day.
I'm about to throw up. I can't take this. Y'all shut the hell up. I don't want to hear about this mess. Y'all take every topic and turn it into that. We could be talking about we could be talking about daycare centers.
No, Anna from Waco wanted to know, and we just found it on that.
Anna, guess what? I'm going to take you off as my friend, girl, because you have opened up the damn can.
No, don't get mad at Anna. Can I say something to Anna?
Sure, Ernest.
Anna,
why not?
If you
want to
email me and
have questions, 10 minutes, why not?
No. This is my final statement. If you want to ask questions and say something, you can email me at ErnestRadioNetwork@gmail.com, and I'll be glad to answer them for you.
Yes.
Whoever, I ain't care.
Email,
I'm 45 years old.
Momo,
I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. Ain't nothing
Momo,
to be ashamed of.
Momo BX. The BX, the X is for the Bronx.
Oh, she's giving out hers now.
Momo BX at, I've got to activate.
Oh, look, she ain't know a damn email address. She's trying to give it out.
Momo BX123@gmail.com.
Apologies accepted, Anna.
I'm going to tell y'all Anna,
she's talking about some LOL. I'm sorry, Jay. Yeah.
Don't be sorry.
LOL.
This is what it is. This is we ride or die every day right here.
Anna, And I wonder, if this is your first time listening to this show. Why don't you answer that for the first time? We're going to step out.
It might be the last time after all that.
Yeah, well, I know. All right, we still have one more question to get to. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
You mother. I'm gonna tell you something, sell the motherfucking press.
I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shot, this whole room get dark. Kick it!
You are listening to the TJRF Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday. Welcome back in as we begin to shut this damn thing down. On a beautiful Saturday, I'm out here, J. Ryle Show. 4 minutes after the hour, last set in full effect. Of course, as always, I'm here with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. Elias, is in the house. What's up, boy?
Who you at?
With you, dawg. Mama BZ in the easy, yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. Right here, chilling, waiting for it. Let's go.
Big Earns in the house. What's up there, Mr. King Turtlenecks?
Who you with?
Miss Terry's in the house. Hey, Miss Terry.
Hey.
Ghetto heaven. Kill me the question of the day. Men versus women, we're concentrating really on three questions. Okay? Three questions. Question number one was, and, you know, the people have already answered this question, you know, and it's going right down the lines of sexual, you know, whatever. Who has the biggest ego? Men say women, women say men. Who has the most drama? Looks like we got a couple of honest answers out of this. Everybody said women except for one.
Here we go.
You can guess who she is.
Women, women.
Hit. Ghetto heaven. All right, and number three, let's get to the next question here. Who is the most dishonest between the two? Mr. Elias, let me start with you. Who's the most dishonest between man and woman?
Man.
Oh, man. See, you know, man. What the hell's up with you, man? Okay, why, Mr. Elias?
Why? Look at the business world. How many dishonest people you have in the business world? And how many of them are women? I'll wait on that.
You know what? That's because there are not a lot of women in those positions, Mr. Elias.
Okay, so does that mean that you have to get dishonest if you're in that position? Hell, look at Bernie Madoff. How many Ponzi schemes that we ran across with men have created?
Hey, bro, calm down, dog. I mean, you know, you calm down,
here,
man.
Watch your tone, the way you talk to me.
Hey, hold on, man. I don't give a damn about you, man. You can go to hell. How about that?
You can go to hell, too, black bastard.
Black. Make my hands itch. All right, so Mr. Elias is saying black that it's... He said it's men. And he gave us a strong opinion as to why it's men. Okay? Okay. Mama B, what about you, girl?
Men.
And why?
You already knew I was going to say that. Why is men?
I know.
Why ask why?
Yeah, because you're a
woman. We should ask you why. Why?
Men, well, give me some examples, and let me see if I can answer them for you.
No, I'm not giving no examples. Men are the biggest liars in the world. Everybody knows that.
I don't have to give you examples.
But they're afraid. They're afraid of losing what they have. They're afraid of losing what they have. They're afraid of not being in a position to get more of what they want. And they're afraid of failure. How about that? One, two, three. Bang.
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
Now,
all right, thanks.
What?
Miss Terry. Jesus Christ. Dishonest.
Yes.
I'm going to give you an honest.
Call the Lord.
Does this even need to be asked?
I'm going to give you an honest answer. Men are most dishonest because women have more finesse about our dishonesty. So you guys don't know when we're dishonest. Yours is like what? Like, you gonna say a lie, everybody see it, you know, and y'all still play along with it. Yeah, but we have more finesse when we lie. That's all.
Yeah, more finesse when you lie.
You do.
Wow.
You never know when we lie to you or not. Men never know when we're lying to you or not. You don't.
I don't know right now.
Prime example. Oh, that was good last night. Oh, baby, this and that, and y'all be all, it really don't be. But you just fall for the lie.
Now, listen, let me challenge you on that. Why would you lie instead of speaking up during and saying, look, baby, that ain't working for me. Would you do this instead? Instead of going around lying to your man. That's why he thinks you're a shifty old heifer. That's what
they don't
want to
hurt your feelings. They don't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Women are not the ones that hurt people's feelings.
Don't do us any favors. Don't do men any favors.
No. Especially if we like you. We're not going to purposely hurt your feelings. We might say you were
please.
Good.
Now you're doing a community service.
No, I wouldn't do that. But women, they will say, they might say that you are okay. I don't know who would say you're good and you're not good. But people do that. However, they may twist it around and come to you another time. Like, not in the midst of the action. Like, oh, that was whack. But they may say, baby, what you need to do, or can you do this, or coach you on how to make it better. That's what all the women do. Younger women, like, when I was younger, I wouldn't tell nobody that he was doing it right, because I would just not come back. You know, don't call me. Don't do that. Don't call me. I'm sorry, you failed. But as an older woman, I'm going to give you a chance for perfection. That's it. I'm not going to just throw you to the curb, because there may be other qualities about you that I like. So I can afford to throw you away when you know how to cook, you know how to treat me, you know how to do things. So I'm not going to toss you away when you can be taught. Now, after a certain amount of time, you know, we're in a probation period here. That's it. But I'm not going to just toss you away just because of that. I'm not going to.
Hard-ass heifers.
No, it's not hard-ass heifers. What? I'm too old to be trying to coach some new jack. I'm not doing that. So I need you to be right on point. On point. On point.
Oh, God.
Stand up straight. Arch your back.
Oh, no,
together.
She did.
I'm not doing training. This is not training season, baby. I'm sorry. I'm not the one.
What about
for that.
Who got next?
If you want that, I'm going to tell you that. Go back. I'm not the one
know
for
who
you.
Got next?
This is where honesty comes into play. I'm not the one for you. You're not the one for me. We're not a match. This is it. I'm not going to drag you on. I'm not going to do that. And that's what you should appreciate,
like
a girl like me, because I'm not dragging you on. Nope. You failed. Out of here. We're not together. We're not a match. That's it.
We got it. Okay. Thank you.
All righty then. That was beautiful,
Momo
B. And the miseducation of Miss Momo B. All
don't
right, wind
your neck too much.
All right. Last call coming up.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
My name is Bernie Mac, not Bonnie. Bernie, from Chicago, LA, LA, California. I'm really happy to be here. The holidays all over with and everything, you know, but I just can't get used to no holidays here in L.A., California. You know, it's too doggone warm. I'm from Chicago. Christmas time will be cold snow. Hey, I can't get used to barbecuing on Christmas. I just can't get used to it. It's cold in Chicago. I left today, man, I'm telling you, it's cold as hell. I was driving my car, seen a guy walking down the street, went around the corner, came back, and just like this. Cold do a lot for you, too. Cold break down crime. Y'all have a lot of crime here, because the weather permits y'all that food. But see, Chicago's too doggone cold, that's doggone food. Game bangers in Chicago be like, huh, you dead in June. It's a happy note, though, man. I love life. Life got a lot of things to offer. I'm married, been married for 18 years. One child, no outside kids. Marriage is a funny thing, man. Marriage, man. When you get married, your wife happy as hell. When you first get married, it's because you're husband and wife. 5 years go by, you no longer husband and wife, y'all him and her. When you first get married, ask your wife, girl, what you do last night? She said, girl, I went out. Where you go with? My husband. Ask that same damn question 5 years later. Say, girl, what you do? I went out. Where you go with? Him. And when you first get married, man, your wife is happy as hell, be singing, my husband, showing folks the ring. You know when your wife get mad at you when she comes to everybody in the house with you. You come to the house smells good as hell. The kids sit at the table eating, be like, daddy's food tastes good, the kids, and it's all she cooked, daddy. Who in the hell you know just took two chicken wings? When you get mad, man, I'm telling you, boy, women, man, I'm telling you, when you get mad, they're rational off sex. They do that like some kind of proof. You know, I'm going to give you some. I'm going to give you a little bit, you know. And then when they get mad at you, don't speak to you for 8 or 9 days. You know they upset at you. But then they teach. So they walk around with raggedy underwear on, you know. They have a big old hole right in the center, you know, if you walk. You seen the TV guys. Oh, here it is, here.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some
Alright, folks, it is time for us to get ready to wrap it up. 3 minutes to wrap it up. Alright, look to kill the question of the day. We're talking about man versus woman. And so far, everyone is saying that men are more dishonest than women. Now, Ernest, let me ask you. Ernest?
Oh, you going to ask me? Okay, I suppose that's the question.
Do I need to ask you? Okay,
I'm
fine,
have
Ernest.
I think women are just as shifty, but I think men are a little bit more dishonest because I think they are afraid of not having anything, so they want everything. And I think men just like to have a good time, and they're going to do it however they want to do it. And if they have to lie doing it, then they just might do that. So
wow.
I think men probably, and it's only a small margin. Let's get this right. I'm talking like 52-48. I'm not talking 90-10 like all these other chicks on here. I'm talking like it is a little bit more on the male side that they're dishonest.
Please.
The women are just as bad. Miss Terry was right. They just finesse it a little bit more, but they lie just as much.
You can tell Miss Terry, boy, I bet she's been lying for a long time. You can tell. We just too smooth with
nothing.
Eyes. We just too
probably
smooth with eyes.
Probably ain't even Miss
Terry. I don't lie about nothing. I don't lie about nothing.
That's a lie.
That's the truth.
That's a lie.
I don't care.
You see, it's working
whatever.
Right now.
You guys just get upset because nobody, when I answer my questions, honestly, you don't like the answer.
Hold on, homie.
That's all it is.
We're going to put it, we're going to check your ass.
Hey,
look here. Get that damn attitude out your voice.
1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
Now, I know that it ain't my fault your ass living together. Don't be bringing it over here.
It has nothing to do with being in the ghetto. I've lived in all different types of places. Just because you're just who you're living, all you've ever been. Hey.
You are bougie.
You better be glad I can't. Yeah, you're bougie tonight.
I can't get
to your ass.
No, you're
Boozilla.
Bougie. You are so bougie.
Yeah, I just not have nothing to do with that. Are you still in silent protest mode? Is that the reason why we're getting all these ornery-ass answers from you?
I'm just telling you what I see from where I'm at. If I was in a bougie area, I'd have a different answer. I'm telling you where I see where I'm at.
Rick, I can't get my hands on you. You better be glad. You just better be damn glad. You better be damn glad I can't get my hands on your ass right now.
Mm-hmm. You can't handle me, Sarah. You can't handle me. There's one person
in
the room.
Hold on. Don't be challenging me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be challenging me. Hear that mess. Tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
Calling people with attitude. First of all, you're gone.
Three,
2 days and you have attitude.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Rouse Show and the serious side of The Jay Rouse Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to West Palm Beach, Florida. We are looking for a young man by the name of Chase Simo. Chase is 15 years old. He went missing from the West Palm Beach area on September 7, 2013. He may be in the company of a female adult. Chase has tattoos. He has one on the left side of his neck that says GG, and he also has tattoos across his knuckles, both right and left. On his left side, it says never, That's N-E-V-A. And on the left side of his knuckles, he has the word fold. So never fold. He's an African-American. He's 5'8". He's 140 pounds. He has brown eyes, black hair. He also has a scar on his left arm from his elbow to his shoulder. If you have any information on the whereabouts of this young man, you are asked to call the Palm Beach SO. Not sure what SO stands for, but the number is 651-688-3000. Once again, the number is 651-688-3000. Or contact the Poly Class Foundation at 800-587-4357. Once again, that number is 800-587-4357. We pray for this young man, and we hope that he's returned safely. And we pray for his family as they go through such a very, very tragic ordeal. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is gain contact with the show. You can pick up the phone right now at 347-850-1272 if you're listening to the show live and leave the information there. Or if you are listening to the show on Rewind, no worries. Just send us an email at thejrileshowatlive.com. That's thejrileshowatlive.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page on the TGRS Radio Network. Leave the information posted on the page. Or you can send me a direct message on Facebook as well at J Rile. Pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm J Rile. You've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's a next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
You know what time it is.
Ever hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way?
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, folks, it is time for our last call. Now, before we do this, though, I want to say, send some very special well wishes out to, let me get to it, I'm sorry, to Sweetness D. She is listening to us from Africa. She's originally from Orange Park, Florida. She's there because her mother is not feeling well and she's having a hard time. So we want to send our thoughts and prayers out to you and your mom. We hope that she feels better, and we hope that you come back stateside. And thank you so much for listening. It's 12:21 p.m. over there. So, wow, they are way ahead of us. So anyway, people from Africa checking in, Miss Elliott.
Wow, that's a great thing, man.
Yeah, hope her mom feels better. Well wishes out to her mom, you know. Wow. Yeah. All right, so now it is time for our final thoughts. And Miss Terry, Joe Smartass, you up first.
Huh. Well, it's a great show tonight. I wasn't heard. I felt I wasn't being heard, and my answers weren't accepted. But it's a wonderful show.
Stop being dramatic.
Anyway.
Oh my God. All right, Tito Jackson. Thank you very much. Jesus. Oh. Big Herb, man. Final thoughts. Oh my God. What was that?
Oh, speaking of drama, good Lord. I put this on my blog the other day, and I just thought I would share it. I'm handing out orgasms and lollipops, and I'm fresh out of lollipops. I'll see y'all next week.
Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, Ernest, for that, whatever that was. All right, Momo Beezy in the Heezy.
Step right up.
Well, Momo B has to say, with regards to tonight's topic, men have a big ego and are dishonest mostly to impress women. Most
it's
women's
true.
Drama have men at the root of the issue with their lying ass. Bottom line, if a man keeps it real, his ego will stay intact without fail. His integrity will be intact without a liar label, and his woman will be drama free. Boom! What Momo B said. That's it. She's out.
Amen.
How come she's not talking third person? Oh my God! What is going on here? In the last hour.
By the way,
hour,
Jay,
so.
When you said
yes.
In that missing children thing, when you said Palm Beach SO and you didn't know what SO stood for,
I know it's the sheriff's office.
I told her.
And Miss Terry, is that so? Now that person's still missing, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I think so.
Make sure.
I'm gonna go over there and look. So there were so many when I put those up.
Okay. Okay. All right. Miss Elias, man, final thoughts though.
Hey, man, like another great show, man. I'm sitting here watching the rerun of the final fight of the rerun of Canelo Alvarez against Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather got that booty. He got that booty well.
Oh, man, shut up, man. Why are you still watching that match,
like,
man?
Floyd,
you're great.
I like booty. His booty's more important than breathing. It's more important than water. And so it's going to take some girl. I like it, and I want to change. I'm going to do this the easy way or the hard way.
Who you talking to though? But you said who you talking to though? What girl?
Anyone,
you know, Jay.
Mind your business.
Why
you talking? Oh, damn, man,
you're
kicking this boy ass. I remember that.
What the hell is wrong? Okay, let me finish with some final thoughts tonight, since we have a few minutes before I can finish. Listen. I want to say thank you to all the people who are tuning in to this radio show. You guys don't realize what type of impact and how you guys make our days just like we make yours, hopefully. You know, people listening from Africa, you know, we've had people from Afghanistan tuning in, you know, have some folks right now listening from Puerto Rico. So, you know, once again, it's one of those situations where you are sitting, you have to be stationary somewhere to listen to this. So to me, that means a hell of a lot more than you just happen to be riding in your car and hear the show. You're actually going out of your way to listen to the show. So, Danke Sean, arrivederci, gracias. Hey, man, how do you say thank you in Chinese, Ernest?
Isn't it domo irigato?
Oh my, don't eat my gato. How do you say it in Russian?
In Russia, we do not say thank you. We say get out.
How do you say it, Momo B, in Pig Latin? Momo B?
What? I didn't know you were talking to me.
I said, well, your
there
name is
Momo
B, unless you changed it in the last 2 minutes.
How do you say Momo B in Pig Latin?
How do you say thank you in Pig Latin?
Thank you? Does that do you? And how do you say Momo B in Pig Latin? Mazel, Bazi. There we go. That's how I do it.
I know how to say thank you.
I'm pretty sure that's not Pig Latin.
What the hell was that? You say no damn thank you.
You asked Momo B. I'm going to tell you what I do. If you want somebody who really speaks it, you better
ask
them.
I didn't bring my Momo B to English Dictionary.
Yeah, I know.
I know how to say
thank
you. You should have been had that. 995 MomoBX @gmail.com. 995. I can tell you how I speak. That's it, bro.
She's trying to get a 1-800 Hot Lips thing going. Yes, Mr. Elias, how do you say thank you in Portuguese?
Obrigado.
That's how you say it.
Obrigado.
He just made that up. Obrigado.
He's right. It's obrigado.
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 I made some up, punk.
He's right.
I know how to speak Portuguese.
Hold on,
obrigado.
Man. You call him up via punk? She the one to say
you.
That.
Both of y'all. Whoever did not. Whoever said I didn't know what I'm talking about, I ain't make nothing up. I've been to Brazil.
Hey, man, bro,
so
hey, bro, you just got your hard report
say,
last week,
say,
bro. Calm down,
how
man.
Do you say I love booty in Portuguese?
yeah.
I love booty in Portuguese. That's why you say it.
You see, you really want to talk to me. You got to understand the lingo that's deep down. Let's put a bow on this bitch.
Oh, we know about you with the bow ties, Momo.
Okay, Ernest, how do you say thank you in French?
Merci beaucoup.
That ain't how you
say it.
What the hell was that?
In French, it is merci, and thank you very much is merci beaucoup.
Yeah,
oh,
merci,
what the hell
beaucoup.
Are you talking about?
Okay, all right.
Merci beaucoup.
Ms. Terry, how do you say thank you in ghetto in Ebonics?
No.
So you said ghetto first.
In the ghetto, we don't listen to your bougie ass show because you can't cuss, you can't do nothing. Therefore, I'm the only person in the ghetto listening to this shit.
Oh, damn. Brazilian man.
In the ghetto, we say, that's what's up. That's how you say thank you in the ghetto. That's what's up.
Thank you, Momo B. I should know your jailbird.
That ain't what's up. That ain't what's up on J Real Show.
Hey, yo, call me J Real again. All right, look for Miss Stereo, Hateful Ass, Mr. L.E.S., Momo B. We'll see you on Wednesday, folks. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Alpha.
I love you.
Momo B says goodbye. Bye. Where do I sign for my bail money?
You just...
Thank you for using Blog Talk.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.